what about coaching? And my mom and dad looked at me and they were like, yeah, I learned a lot from other coaches that I learned as an athlete on things. I picked up a lot. And basketball is one of my favorite sports that I love to coach. I have developed a lot of players going from to a higher team.
Welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin Athlete Voice Podcast. This year in 2026, we are featuring stories of our athletes who are attending USA Games, and we are thrilled to be showcasing one of our athletes today who has an incredible story and has worked so hard to get to where he is today. Ed, can you please do me the honor of introducing our amazing guest today?
It's PJ Lynch. He's a coach for Team Milwaukee for basketball. He participates in many different sports. He's been to a couple USA Games as an athlete, and now he's going to go as a coach. I couldn't be more proud to call him my friend and one person I look up to. So,
welcome, PJ.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
So, PJ, I mean, yes, we kind of told our audience here the big news that you get to go to USA Games, not as an athlete this time, but as a coach. But before we get into that, can you kind of tell us how you got started in Special Olympics in the first place?
Yeah, I can. So a lot of people don't know, really, I am not from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm actually from Jacksonville, North Carolina. Both of my mom and dad met in the Marines, and that's how we used to live on a military base. I started in there when I was 8 years old. My dad and his Marine buddies used to help my teachers when we were track and field and all that stuff.
That's amazing. And so you were 8 years old when you got started.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when did you make the move to Wisconsin?
1993, after some discussions with mom and my dad decided to retire. Wisconsin was like one of the top five back in the 90s for special education. And we wanted to be closer to the family. And so a couple friends of ours showed us around Irish Fest and State Fair. We fell in love with Wisconsin. The only thing we hated was the winter.
We're right there with you, PJ, right, Ed?
Oh, yes.
PJ, how was that move to Wisconsin? Were you able to find, a home with Special Olympics Wisconsin right away?
Not really. It took a little bit. I wasn't in school yet. My first year, it was very difficult. My parents looked around and we found MPS, and I ended up in the elementary school, Honey Creek, went there from fourth to fifth grade. And that's where I started back up doing track and field and bowling.
What were some of the sports that you first fell in love with, PJ?
Bowling. Track and field, they were the first two sports. Bowling was my really fall in love because I used to be on a bowling youth league back in North Carolina. My dad was my coach. My mom was the treasurer, and that's how they started me up. They wanted me to be around a lot of normal kids to make friends and all that stuff. So yeah. And I love bowling. I love it a lot.
And PJ, what is it like to compete with your brother?
Oh, it's really awesome. When I asked him for the first time after my dad passed away in 2017, I said, Andy, what would you think you and I do this? And he said, yeah, let's do it. And talked to our agency manager, Therese, when she was still the Team Milwaukee agency manager. And we asked her right away, and she said, yes, give me the 6 games, and you guys are going to be my first unified team, doubles team for Team Milwaukee.
Amazing, PJ. And for our listeners who maybe don't understand what unified means, can you explain that a little bit and why it's so important to create some of these unified teams?
So unified is culture when we are together with other people to make friends, and especially like normal people that don't understand, but they, if you have seen it, it's really fun, especially when I was at the USA Games for 2022. I saw a lot of unified people join their athletes, and when they were teaming up with other athletes on unified teams when we went against each other, it's just amazing how it goes.
And tell us about coaching, PJ. How did you ever even get started in this transition of going from being an athlete to having an interest in being a coach?
Yeah, I after 2014, after the state games, I sat down with my mom and dad, and I said, I know my body's telling me is taking a beating, and I was like, I want to do something different. And I said, what about coaching? And my mom and dad looked at me and they were like, yeah, call, who can you find out about it? And I called Jeannie and I said, Jeannie, when is the next coach's athlete is? And she said, in Columbus, Wisconsin. So dad and I actually traveled up there together, and he was my mentor, and he taught me a lot when we went through, and I learned a lot from other coaches that I learned as an athlete on things. I picked up a lot, and basketball is one of my favorite sports that I love to coach. I have developed a lot of players going from to a higher team. There are so many athletes from Team Milwaukee that want to come down to me. I can't. That's the hard part. I can't take them all, but I understand my Team Milwaukee athletes and teammates would like me to coach them so much. A lot of people say I'm like one of the top number one athlete coach for Team Milwaukee.
And PJ, what are some things that make a good coach?
So making a good coach is to listen to the athletes, communicate with the athletes, to understand what their abilities are, and to know what their strengths and weaknesses are. You want to support them and make them comfortable. Those are the five things I think, for me, that is the important thing. I mean, I learned a lot. Like this year, my brother coached with me for the first time. He has no experience for basketball. He came every time we were coaching, him and Caleb both didn't understand the timeouts or what the strategy, they looked up to me and they asked me, what can we do and all that stuff. And then my brother finally picked up some things. And I saw him spread his wings out as a coach, and I was proud this year. We finished 4-2 for this season, and I'm looking forward to coaching my Jaguars again next year.
And what kind of coaching will you be doing at USA Games in Minnesota in June? What is that process like, PJ?
I'm actually an assistant coach for Team Wisconsin basketball, and it's amazing. The head coach that I know really well, Mike, who was my coach for bowling, I was happy to work with him and Aaron, who's up in Aaron. The other coach is from Nina. All three of us work really well together. We both communicate with each other. I'll say this, you want to come up to Nina, there's a unified tournament, and you want to see an athlete coach, I'll be up there on Sunday coaching Team Wisconsin.
What are some of your responsibilities as assistant coach to get the players ready?
I make sure they stretch, do their warm-ups, and then make sure they're all ready to go. I handle the scorebooks. I learned that when I was took me a while in my second year. I asked Jody Dunbar, my former agency manager. She actually gave me, I said, I need something after the first year, and I picked up a scorebook, and I started learning how to keep track of scores, and that's what I do. I make sure to communicate with Mike and Aaron what, how many fouls, and who needs to score. So, yeah.
And PJ, how has Special Olympics changed your life and help you grow as a person or as an athlete?
It has changed my life so much. I met so many athletes and staff that I would like to thank to everyone who helped me grow so much. I don't know where I would be without Special Olympics. Especially for my family seeing me compete. It just makes me proud that what I do for my family.
And PJ, as a coach, what are the things that happen with your players when you're most proud of your players?
Oh my God, when I see them excited about winning a game, or they're especially happy on things, and they just want to give me a hug and all that stuff. But when they are disappointed and they're frustrated, they know that I am there for them to talk and to help them after the game's over and explain, okay, this is what you did. Now we got to put that back in that second game. How can you do it? And they understand, and it's just so much that I'm proud of what I do now.
And PJ, how have you seen Team Wisconsin come together in these short few months, and what kind of goals do you have for them going into the USA Games? What do you want to see them achieve?
Oh my God, because of my experience as a USA Games going there, I want these guys to experience the fun and joy of being together and getting to meet other athletes. We've seen them gel together when we were up in Neenah in January of 2024. And first time ever, we all came together. And I mean, we've been having practice a lot, and four or five show up, but that's okay. But when the scrimmage came, they all came together. All 10 of them came together, and they were chilling, and they were joking after the games. They were joking with each other. They were, you know, they were asking, "Hey, PJ or Aaron, Mike, what have you done? What can we do to help us?" And it's just amazing.
So personally, PJ, what are you most excited about, you know, for this upcoming USA Games in Minnesota? What are you most looking forward to?
Seeing some old friends, hopefully, and meeting new coaches and athletes from different states for basketball and other places that you don't often get to see.
PJ, we're asking people a lot on this podcast to consider supporting Special Olympics. And there's lots of ways that people can do that, from volunteering at some of our games to maybe considering becoming a coach or making a financial donation. And PJ, what would be your ask to someone if they're considering maybe becoming a coach or trying to find a way to support Special Olympics Wisconsin? What would you say to them?
I would say the first thing I would say is you want to come and see something that you have never seen, that you don't get to see very often. If you want to see something like your daughter or other people, yeah, it would be nice if we could get co young coaches to come and start up. And to the people who want to donate, I mean, it would really help us, but whatever that we can do is would be nice. I mean, especially that we got swimming coming up, and then state games are coming up, that we would like to see you guys to come and cheer us on and all that.
PJ, just to follow up to that coaching question, what other coaching goals do you have for the future? Like, do you want to do a World Games after the USA Games, or what other ventures or what other leadership positions do you want to take in Special Olympics? Because you've grown so much as a person. What other things do you want to grow with? There's always
Yeah, the
opportunities, so.
yeah, my one goal is to go as a World Games coach. That would be really awesome because I've been to two World Games as an athlete table official. The first one was Abu Dhabi when my mentor Linda Dahl, very good person, and a very good friend. I enjoyed that. There are five athletes from Ireland that are table officials, and we are a very good close group. And then the second World Games, I was at Berlin, Germany. I did that again, and I went with Pat, one of the referees. That's a very good referee for Special Olympics. I mean, there are so many goals I would like. There are so many courses I like to take. It's hard to find the right one, but you know they're out there, and I look forward to training more stuff.
Well, PJ, I don't know how you find the time because you're giving so much and you're so busy, but your talents are really supporting other athletes in the movement. You're doing such an amazing job, and we're so grateful for you, PJ.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And we wish you the best of luck in the upcoming USA Games. We will make sure that we let all of our listeners know how Team Wisconsin is doing at USA Games. For more information on how you can support Special Olympics Wisconsin or come and check out some of this basketball PJ's been talking about, please visit us at specialolympicswisconsin.org or follow us on our social media channels. Thank you.